guys, welcome back to my podcast where I talk about learning and living. So you guys, when I started this podcast back in March, it was intended to be a dual conversation with one of my best friends and I, and apparently she's more of an introvert than I am. So yeah, we recorded some things and just didn't make them live. And so I said, you know what? I'm just gonna go ahead and move forward. Sometimes, you know, you just have to do things that are in you to do and just keep going. It may not pan out the way that you think it should or that you plan it to, but hey, that's okay. You know, you learn and you live, right? All right. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about internet dating and social, I don't know. I wrote this down and it doesn't really sound the way that I want it. But basically, is it okay? Not is it okay, but basically, can you get to know someone via text message? Okay. So with internet dating, my experiences have been yeses and nos. So I have actually met some people who I am actually cool with. Like we're not, you know, the best of friends, but we realized that we were better as friends versus trying to date each other. And so we got along much better as friends, and they're cool. Like I could hang out with them, you know, every now and then, no problem. I have dated some guys that obviously they weren't too bad if I dated them, right? But during the relationship, you know, maybe we just didn't see eye to eye. And so I don't like to waste time. You know, if we can't come to a solution, then I'm out of there. I'm not gonna waste either of our time. I'm just gonna say, hey, thank you, next. And there have been some no's where you just, right off the bat, no, this is your representative. This isn't the real you, you know, and there's no point in, you know, arguing about it. I mean, we are really strangers at the end of the day. So what are you arguing about? You know, once you find out what you need to find out, you just say thank you next and you keep it moving. All right. So there was someone who contacted me through social media, and they basically, we didn't know each other. The message was, it was too long for me to like regurgitate, but it was basically, you know, introducing themselves, saying, you know, what's going on in their life, what they do, and that they're interested in you. And they leave their number and they're like, call me sometime or whatever, reach out to me sometime or whatever. And so I'm reading the message and I go to their page to try and check them out, and their page is public. And I'm like, okay, you know, externally, sure, you're attractive, but who are you really? You know, and I'm trying to see how active they are on their social media, how much of themselves are they really sharing, and what exactly are they sharing? So I'm looking and it doesn't appear to be anything alarming, and they're sharing quite a bit, more than I would share. And I, you know, put my little detective hat on and get to work, and I don't find anything, you know, that would warrant me to proceed with caution or not proceed at all. So I decide to call him. Now, normally, I'm old-fashioned. I understand, you know, the guy is supposed to go after the girl type of mentality, but I know that that's not necessarily what has to happen. So I don't mind calling. So I call and there's no answer. And so I leave a message. Hey, this is so-and-so. I received your message. You know, feel free to call me back. Have a nice day, right? So a few days go by and I forget. Like I don't intentionally like just not think about them. It's just, how do I say this without it sounding, I don't mean it to sound like I just got it going on. That's not it at all. It's just, I meet a lot of people just going to the grocery store. You know, somebody always says something. And so, you know, I might not remember who you are when you decide to, you know, call me back. Because I'll, if you give me your number, you know, if you make it that far to give me your phone number, I'll call you. Most of the time, people don't make it that far. So when they do make it that far, yeah, I'll call you. And if I don't hear from you, yeah, I'll leave you a message. But that might be 5 times in a day, you know? So I don't necessarily remember. I might not remember who you are, right? Now, I'm not responding to, you know, people that respond to me with, I'm sorry, who are you? You know, once they start talking, I pretty much, you know, remember who they are. Initially, I might not. So anyway, it's a few days later and he doesn't call me back. He sends me a text message and it's a standard, like mass text type of message, you know, good morning, beautiful, I hope you have a wonderful day, that type of thing. And when I get messages like that, obviously they're sweet, they're kind, but it's not personal, meaning text messages aren't meant to be personal, in my opinion. In my opinion, text messages are literally for quick, just to let somebody know what's going on real quick because you're too busy to talk. That's what text messages are to me. So when I receive a text message, that's my mindset. You know, I'm thinking, you're not really interested in a conversation. You just want to drop some information real quick or gather some information real quick and go on about your business. That's how I view text messages. And so my response is going to be very dry, because I just don't, I don't want to say I'm not a text messenger because I'll respond, but it's not my primary form of communication, if you will. Okay, so he sends the little, you know, mass text type message, and so, you know, I respond like, oh, thanks so much, yeah, I'm having a great day, hope you have a great day too. And I don't know who this is at the very moment because I didn't save his number. So I went through my call list to see, you know, did I call this number? And I did. And then I remember I looked at the time of day and it was during the day. And I was like, what was I doing on this day? And I was like, oh, I went to the grocery store or whatever, you know. And I was like, oh, I remember who that is. And so I remember who he is, and I send another text message and I say, when you get a chance, you know, feel free to give me a call back. And I just leave it at that. And he doesn't call back. The next day, he sends me another good morning, beautiful, or something like that. It's changed a little bit. The wording's a little bit different, but basically the same message. Good morning, have a good day, right? And so I was like, okay, what do I do with this, you know? And then I thought, well, maybe this is what it's like, you know, dating now. So prior to social media dating, I was in a relationship, you know, so And we didn't communicate that way. We talked on the phone. We saw each other face to face. So this was foreign to me. So I get the next text message and I'm like, okay. So I just responded, you know, thank you, have a great day too. And I left it at that. Y'all, this continues the whole week. So by the end of the week, I'm just like, is he looking for a pen pal? Like, what is this? I don't understand what this is. Right? Now, I'm not, I told you I was old-fashioned, right? So I'm definitely not going to chase you. Now, there are some women that will. And if that's what attracts you, then I'm not the right one, you know, for you. No big deal, right? And so I don't really know what to think. So I don't think anything at all. He wants to send these messages every day. So be it. So, at the end of the week, so he sent a good morning text, right? And then at the end of the week, he sent a second text. So I got two text messages in a day. Woohoo, right? So the second text was at night. And he said something like, good evening, beautiful, or whatever. Hope you had a good day. What are you doing? You know, the abbreviated WYD. And I'm just like, okay, this is really odd to me. And I thought for a minute, like, do I respond? You know, and I mean, because at this point, I feel like this person is not serious. They're really just here to waste my time, because those people do exist in everybody's life. There's always someone there just to waste your time. Not necessarily a love interest. It could be a coworker. It could be your neighbor. It could be a family member. It doesn't matter. There's always somebody there that's simply there to waste your time. So that's what I'm thinking about this guy. And so I decided to respond, and I didn't tell him exactly what I was doing, but I just said, you know, I just kept it general. Oh, you know, I'm just working on a project. You know, just keeping busy. You know, what are you up to? And he said something like, oh, like he acknowledged me, right? He was like, oh, that sounds interesting. Something like that. Something very generic. And he was like, well, you know, what part of town are you in? You know, can we see each other? And in my mind, I'm like, it's over 30. Like, I know you don't mean right now, you know? And then mind you, this is all going through my head, like, super quick. But I'm just, you know, letting you guys in on what happened. And I'm just like, okay, does he mean right now? Or does he just mean, it's, you know, it's coming up the weekend. I was like, maybe he's trying to make plans for the weekend. You know, who knows? And so I responded with, when? Just a simple when. Remember, we're texting, right? The only phone calls that have been made are the one call that I made at the beginning of the week. So, he responds, well, no, that's why I was asking what you were doing. And so I realized he meant right then. And I'm like, no, I'm not, no, that's, no, I'm not doing that. And so I don't feel like it's necessary to continue the conversation, because I have a clear understanding from my point of view that you're just here to waste my time. So my response was, have a nice day, take care. And I left it at that. And boy, he responded right away. It's like, that sounds like you, what did he say? Something like, that sounds like you're dismissing me, LOL. I was like, okay, now I'm annoyed. And so I just don't say anything. So I think he gets the hint. And so he doesn't respond. All right, so the weekend comes and goes. bright and early Monday morning. Good morning, beautiful. Have a great day. What? So I just don't respond. And so that afternoon, good afternoon, beautiful. Hope you're having a great day. I still don't respond. So that evening, good evening, beautiful. I hope your day went well. And I'm just like, what is up with this dude, right? And I still don't, mind you, I'm not responding. So he does this for probably two more days. And then that's all he says is in the morning, in the afternoon, and the evening says the same thing, right? And I just don't respond. And so time goes by. And so he doesn't say anything after those few days. And then time goes by. And I get a random middle of the day text message. And it's, remember, I didn't save his number. So when I get the text message, I have no idea who it is. So I look at it and it just says, "Hey, what's up, stranger?" Now, my question to you guys is, how do you respond to these messages? I mean, at this point, I'm pretty sure it's the same person. So I don't want to respond, and I'm not going to. But I'm just curious to hear other people's point of views. You know, do you try to question what this person's purpose is? Like, why are they doing what they're doing? Why do they communicate the way that they do? Or because mind you, there could just be a misunderstanding. Now, I don't see how, but I also know that I don't have all the answers, right? And this could help me in a different relationship. You know, maybe if I'm babysitting or something and the child is nervous to talk to me, you know, maybe it could help me talk to them better. Maybe they are going through what this grown man may be going through. Maybe I have a friend that's becoming distant and they only want to talk through text message. I don't want to dismiss them. You know, I want to try and be compassionate towards them, which I'm sure I would, but y'all get my point. So do you guys respond? Do you get these, "Hey stranger, hey big head" text messages? Like, what do you do with those? I feel so out of the loop because, one, I'm not sending those messages to anybody. So it seems foreign to me. This might be the norm. You know, maybe I've just been out of the game too long. I don't know. Is this normal? You know, do people communicate only through text message? Do you truly get to know somebody through text message? Is this the way you communicate? You know, how do single people connect with other single people in an age of social media and text message or DM type conversations? Like, what do you do? You guys let me know.